Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes.
I'm Reba Haas.
And we're here talking about real estate and finance, as we are every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So put us on your schedule.
Put us on that's right.
Yeah, put us in your Rolodex.
I don't think anybody owns
nobody
a Rolodex
even knows what that
anymore,
is. Everybody's going to be like, Dad, what's
what is
a
he
Rolodex?
Talking about? Like, yeah. Wow, he's really old. No wonder hashtag Eric is bald.
No kidding. Yeah, that's right. Scary stuff.
He's ancient. Sorry.
So
I keep
before the
you.
Break, I was asked. Yeah, I know you've been mean today. Just like
but I also
everybody
complimented
calling me
you.
Today. So that's true. Okay, we'll take the bad with the good here.
You could,
so
I don't know. I'm gained weight from my vacation. You could say Reba's fat. I don't care.
hashtag. No, I'm not. No, not going there. You look as svelte as you did 12 years ago. So,
I wish. I'm about 10 pounds above that. But that's
well,
okay.
I have no idea. So that's
I know because you don't pay attention.
That's
anyway. That's just right. Kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm just looking at the loans.
That's right. Just look at the loans. Look at my big loans.
Yeah.
Sorry. Now I'm going to try and make you red. I did. I think you're kind of blushing a little bit. All right. Almost like the poinsettia that you got from Mark or Chad.
Mark from our production manager. He got a lovely little Christmas gift, which is so nice.
It was
so
very
much
nice.
Appreciated.
Yes, absolutely. So anyway, so before the break, we were talking about conversations that we have with these clients, right?
When
we
and
first
I'm asking
sit down.
You, what do you do? Yeah, when a client first meets you.
So when we is whether it's a seller or a buyer, we kind of go through the same kind of lineup. You know, I'll set an appointment. I either meet them at their home or I meet them at a coffee shop or I meet them at my office, wherever is convenient for them. And when we sit down, there's an awful lot of information that I'm trying to draw out of the client, right? So first we'll sit down and most people think, okay, well, I'm going to come in and I'm going to tell them how many bedrooms and baths and square footage and location and price. And sometimes they don't even really know their price yet.
Sure.
Because we have to vet out, well, have you been to a lender yet?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, so let's get an idea of what you do. So we're always asking all the, you know, what affects their personal life.
Yeah.
So commuting is a big one around here. So we talk about, you know, where do you work? Where is this place that you want to live? Okay. Are you open to looking at other areas if they're within the same commuting distance or not? Because sometimes that price point that somebody has may not be realistic. Like, you know, I had somebody, in fact, I think you referred somebody over to us. We're trying to make contact with them. They want to move from Kent
to Bellevue.
And they want to be in the 400s in Bellevue.
Right. And where the average price, I think I saw.
The median price is $880.
Yeah.
In Bellevue. And they're going to be selling a home that's probably worth between $350 and $375, if not $400, down in Kent. I haven't seen it yet, so there's a lot of question marks, right? So in a scenario like that, I'm going to be asking a lot more questions of like, oh, is there a particular area of Bellevue that you're trying to be in? Because that will impact the pricing of that location.
Absolutely.
So we start asking like, why do you want to be there? Do you want to be there because of the school district? Are you there because of a job? What are you doing? And I'm going to give you an example of somebody who my first sit down with these folks, in fact, you met them because they came to one of our classes recently. So nice couple, one of my Amazon power couples, and we were out the weekend I got back from vacation first looking at condos because their initial discussion was, hey, we already live downtown. We like being in downtown and we want to be close to work, maybe walk to work. So this is what we want to buy. So we start looking at those first. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, the restrictions on condos, if they're thinking that this might become a rental unit later after they're done living with it, you know, 3 or so years, is, okay, now I got to look for rental caps in
condo,
all these
not
buildings.
Not every condo is going to allow.
Not every condo will allow it. So, you know, that's limiting some of their searches. So then with the idea of the rental cap in mind, I started asking him, I said, look, you know, you're not getting a lot of square footage for the price point, even though we're looking at stuff up to, you know, $550,000. So if you want something that's got enough space, you know, homeowners association dues are impacting your purchasing ability here, right? Because most of the dues in the places we were looking at were ranging from $400 to about $630 a month.
Right.
That's significant in how much you can apply towards a payment, right?
Absolutely.
So I suggested, are you willing to look at townhomes? So then we started to look at townhomes. So this last Sunday, oddly enough, we keep going out on Sunday. We went out this Sunday and looked at six townhomes. We got to five townhomes. Almost the majority of them were new construction. We've narrowed it down that the wife particularly likes new construction and the styling and everything else. And plus they like the really big windows, right? So most of that stuff has all come out from since like 2012, right? So we're starting to narrow that down. Then as I'm talking to them, they start, and I said, you know, hey, you'll have no restrictions in renting this. So location's going to be great. You're looking at Ballard, walkable. It's all this great stuff. And then we start chatting a little bit more and we're talking about some of their financing because I had had them start looking into the lending, but they haven't gotten all their documents together yet. Sure. So they haven't finished that. And the next thing I know, the conversation turns to the, well, you know, and I told them the whole thing about being labeled one of my power couples.
Power couple, sure.
And they're like, well, you know, but that might change. And I went, oh, do you have plans to have children in the next 2 to 3 years? And they went,
maybe.
Well, probably.
Sure.
And I went, well, that's important for us to know.
Right.
Because, you know, then we started talking about schools and how important that would be to them or not. Because then they started asking me, well, can we
schools
get townhomes?
And a yard.
Well, they not so much about yard, but they definitely, schools were extremely important to them. And so they started asking me, well, can we find a townhouse in Bellevue? And I went, it's more expensive over there. Mm-hmm. Well, should we buy over there now? And I said, well, before you told me you didn't want to commute. So I need you guys to have a really good sit-down conversation between the two of you. I said, because for the price that I can get you of a 12 or 1,300 square foot townhome in Ballard today of new construction
mm-hmm.
is a 2,500 square foot home with two-car garage and a yard in Bothell.
Right. Right, right, right.
You know, but if I try and get you the same thing over in Bellevue, new construction, I'm probably starting around 900. So I need you to really talk about what's important, the most important for you. Because if, you know, they don't have any kids right now. So the
right.
reality is, and I brought that to their attention, I went, if you are waiting a few years, that child's not even going to be ready for school for 8 years.
Right. Right.
Like we're talking about a child that hasn't even been conceived yet. So even if that child was being conceived right now, it's still 5 years.
Right, right.
So
yeah.
What do you want to have the most importance put on? So those conversations, I mean, I have very interesting conversations with my clients about a lot of their personal life because we really delve into their life. Like, what do you want your life to look like and how many times maybe do you want to move?
Sure, sure.
Because some folks might buy higher and I'm fiscally conservative. I'm extremely conservative because they started asking me, they go, well, if we go with a little bit higher, can we get a garage? Because a lot of those houses we looked
right.
at, townhomes, didn't have a garage and some of them didn't even have a dedicated parking space.
Well, and I like how when you and I are teaching classes, we do the Skittles game,
mm-hmm.
you know, where we have all these features
yeah.
laid out on a table, like a table game.
Yeah, and you have to assign.
And a bag of Skittles.
Mm-hmm.
And you can assign, you know, you only have so many Skittles, which means you've got to make some compromises, you know,
yeah.
about the size of the home or the features or the amenities or.
Exactly.
You know,
and nobody ever gets everything they want.
No,
unless you're building a custom home and you have a ton of money or unlimited funds.
That's
yeah.
right. And it's also very rare that a couple will agree. So it's always
yeah.
fun to have a couple and have each do their own game. You know, and
yeah,
and then you can
because
kind of
then
see,
you can
how they compare. What's more important to one might not be
well,
important
and
at all to
that's
the other.
Part of also our sit down time is we ask them to do a must have list and a would like to have.
There you
what
go.
What are the negotiable yeah. items? And in couples, particularly, we say each of you do it separately and then come together because you may have to hash out. Like if one person wants the man cave, but that's not on
sure.
the other list, but it's more of the gourmet kitchen, they might have to duke it out. To say, well, which one are we more willing to compromise on? Because
right.
a kitchen can be remodeled,
right.
but extra space may not be possible.
Yeah, yeah.
So it just all depends.
Wow. Fun stuff, and it's fun to see that process go through, and then
yeah.
you get to the end.
We didn't
end
get
and,
through all my stuff because
I
there's
know,
a whole bunch more that we do. We can do that in another show.
Yeah, well, I might pick that up next week. Also next week.
We're going to get green.
We're going to get green on you.
Yeah. You got a little red this week.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to go
yeah.
more Christmas with green.
There you go. Thank heavens. That's good. So we're going to be talking with some experts in
energy efficiency and green products for homes and building.
So join us next week. Open House with Team Reba Tuesday at 3:00. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro East Side on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.